Welcome back to Spook Central. I'll be your host, and today we're going to be looking at sleep paralysis. Now, before we get into the stories, if you don't know what sleep paralysis is, it's a temporary inability to move or speak while falling asleep or upon waking. Sleep paralysis most often occurs in people with narcolepsy or sleep apnea, but it can affect anyone. It is usually self-treatable, usually self-diagnosable, and lab tests or imaging are not required. However, you can see your doctor about it, and they may give you some tips on how to treat it. All right, let's get into the spooks. Coming in at number one, we have something whispered in my ear. I've never had any visual encounters, but when it happened the first time, I was laying on my left side and started to feel that pressure on my chest. When I realized I was paralyzed and started panicking, something whispered in my ear, just coming in to say goodnight. That's when I felt something was pushing me towards the edge of my bed. Terrifying shit. That is a little terrifying, yes. I agree. And for number two, we have cats, penguins, and a shadow man. Oh my. What a wonderful title. I've had three sleep paralysis events in my life. I saw a cat-sized shadow creature at the base of my bed, and it slowly crawled up onto my sheets and finally up to my chest. I felt uncomfortable. Another time I saw a shadow man walking around my room, disappearing behind my open door. This was the scariest one I've had so far. This one was the best. I saw a couple of surreal-looking penguins walking around my bedroom. It was amusing and funny. Are you sure you weren't dreaming? That's all I want to know. And for number three, I have a few different ones. What a wonderful title. I have a few different sleep paralysis demons, and one sort of sleep paralysis guardian angel. The demon ones are the usual shadowy figures standing over me or by my bedroom door. The worst one was while I was laying on my side with my back to the door, and it felt like someone got into bed behind me, under the covers, and put their arm around my waist. Then it felt like they were cuddling into me, and I could feel the breath on my neck. It felt like they cuddled me for about half an hour. This time, I tried not to show that I'm panicking because it felt like I was getting... feels like I'm getting cuddled by a skeleton with claws. Oh my. It was only about a second, maybe, third time I had sleep paralysis, so I nearly had a heart attack when this thing feels like it's moving in closer to kiss me behind the ear. Worst of all, it whispered, "Not yet. You're not ready yet. I'll come back when you are." To me, it sounded disappointed and excited. It felt like it was silently telling me it meant that it was coming back when I was about to die. Scared the freaking shit out of me. My sleep paralysis guardian angel was a weird experience. I had been getting sleep paralysis on and off for about 18 months by this point, and I could usually tell straight away when it was happening. At first, I thought the usual demon things beside my bed, but when I looked properly, I realized it was a man kneeling next to my bed smiling at me. It wasn't a creepy smile, more like a parent coming in to check on their kid. He looked like he was dressed in a 50s-style suit and hat. He didn't say anything, although I got the sense he was letting me know everything was all right and he'd look after me. That is one of the best experiences I've heard of. Good for you, man. Good for you. Numero cuatro. It was the best experience of her life. What? My mom once told me when she was younger, her room lit up and a couple of men dressed in white and gold were sitting at the foot of her bed playing music. One had a guitar and the other some kind of wood instrument. My mom said she felt such joy and peace that she didn't want them to ever go, but when she finally managed to move her head, she heard one say, "She is waking up, it's time for us to go." Then they vanished. I don't think that qualifies here, but alright. Number five. Before I learned to cope with it, I've seen quite a few awful things. Horror movies don't really do anything for me anymore because I've already seen the most terrifying things I already could. Here's a few things that I remember off the top of my head. A little girl in the corner of my room staring at me. Then without notice, she shrieks and runs up to me and starts choking me. A large dark figure, kind of a human silhouette, emerging from the foot of my bed and staring down at me. Something banging and scraping on my bedroom door. I kept keep it locked at night because I had ones where it opens by itself. And then they edited it. No, the door isn't open when I wake up. It only opens in the dream. My bedroom door opening by itself, followed by dark figures coming into my room. The earliest ones I can remember is with my mom in the room and she's sitting on my bed. Her face morphs into a demon-like thing. Many others. The worst thing is when you try to fight or call for help. Your voice doesn't work and your body does not respond. You just feel helpless. Ugh. I need to stop trying to remember these things. I'm getting chills. Maybe a good idea? Also, is your mom dead? Is that why you're dreaming about her? No, that's a very insensitive question, but I have no filter and I'm quite curious. Number 6. Hundreds of experiences. Oh dear. I have experienced sleep paralysis literally hundreds of times. Alright. To me, it's usually a slick, black alien-type creature about 4 feet tall, although I've seen a grim reaper-type figure as well. I don't tend to get auditory hallucinations, so keeping my eyes closed pretty well negates the entire experience, except for the actual feeling of paralysis. Smart. I don't understand why people don't close their eyes. I mean, yeah, I know sometimes you can hear it, but still. Also, that's why you keep the covers over your head. We all know that the blanket over the head is the shield and will protect you from Satan himself. Number 7. It's going to get me. Alright. I've gotten mine so frequently that I don't even freak out about it anymore. It's still scary, but not nearly as much as it used to be. First few hallucinations were awful, I bet. A little creature eating something on my foot. I blink. Now he's right next to my face, chewing on something and whispers, "Remember me." Is that your cat from 5 years ago? What? An old lady standing over my head and whispers, "Darling." I tell my mom about that one, and she asks if I thought it was my late grandma. No, it was evil. Well, you never really know about your grandparents. You never know. Times were hard back then when they were children. An old lady standing over my head. Oh, I just read that one. The hallucinations are always evil. Even if I can't see anything, there is an overwhelming presence in the room, and it is always evil. I can't move. I'm stuck. The evil is pulling on me deeper and deeper. He's trying to bring you to hell. I can't cry for help. I can only breathe heavily and as fast as I can, hoping someone will hear me breathing so loud and will come shake me out of it. I'm trying to move a finger. Come on, finger! Why won't you just move? It's gonna get me, stupid finger! I didn't add that part in. That is in the, in their story. Wow. Alright, then. And number 8, we have It Was Aging Before Me. Alrighty. My first and only time I seen someone transform, this person's definitely Southern, was from dream to reality. I was dreaming. It was this pleasant dream of a person you like very much, a crush. Ooh. Then I realized I was dreaming, so it turned into a lucid dream. Oh dear. Then I realized And all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and the face aged like Indiana Jones movie. When he drinks from the wrong grail, it also turned dark, and from lush, vivid environment around her, it turned black, dark. It was my room in darkness, and above me was an aged, old face of a woman, similar to the picture Op showed. And at the top of it, I couldn't move. I felt pressure on my chest, and it was aging before me. Wow. I will say now, I've never seen a single Indiana Jones movie, so I don't know what they're talking about, but hey. Oh well. Whatever. That has been the top 8 scary sleep paralysis and demon stories, and quite frankly, I am disturbed. Probably not as disturbed as the people who told those stories, but still quite disturbed, and hopefully, so are you guys. If you really like my content, make sure to follow me or subscribe or whatever. Like if you can, I don't know. And make sure you do whatever you have to do in order to, you know, keep up with my videos. Know whenever I'm posting them. These aren't videos, these are podcasts. I'm an idiot. If you have spooky stories of your own, you guys can DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is robinhood8806. And also you can get in touch with me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Spook Central, the same name as my podcast. And I will see you guys there. Also, let me know if you have any suggestions for stories, and I would be happy to do them. All right, peace.